Guardian Unlimited.
Hello, this is News Desk. It's Tuesday, February the 5th. I'm John Dennis. It's Shrove Tuesday, the last day before the Christian festival of Lent. Traditionally, people have eaten pancakes on this day because they contain fat, butter and eggs, which are forbidden during the 40-day fast before Easter. But are sales of ready-made pancake mix threatening the art of pancake making? A poll from the flour makers McDougall says only a quarter of us will be flipping our own pancakes tonight. Rebecca Smithers is our consumer affairs correspondent and she reports from the Guardian canteen.
It's a depressing finding, but I think it reflects a sort of lack of confidence, people not knowing how to make their own batter. We're here in the Guardian's canteen, and we've got Helen Woods and Maureen Porteous, who are home economists from McDougall, the flour makers, just to show us the ingredients and the skills needed to make the sort of perfect pancake. Maureen, why aren't we making pancakes?
Well, I think it's a skill thing. I think people haven't got the confidence to make pancakes anymore and they feel that they haven't got the skill. But actually making pancakes is so easy, which we're going to do in a minute for you.
Who are making pancakes? Is it the older generation who actually have those skills, or is it younger people who find it a bit of fun?
I think it's younger people with children. All children love pancakes and they love flipping pancakes. So I think it's a fun element. I also think younger people, older teenagers, youngsters been to university, cheap way of eating, having people around a social event.
But are they unhealthy?
I don't think so, no. I'm cooking this in a little oil today. In fact, you need very little oil in the pan. And it's just flour, milk and eggs. Very healthy.
This poll shows that people aren't making pancakes. They don't have the confidence. They don't know how to make batter. But Marks & Spencer's, by contrast, say that the fresh ingredients to make batter are sort of walking out of their stores. And although people have the option in store to buy ready-made pancakes or the fresh ingredients, they aren't opting for the latter. So we've got some more oil going in the pan here.
You do, if the pan is too hot, when your pancake hits the pan, it'll burn on the underside. So it's a happy medium. You usually find when you're making pancakes, the first pancake's a bit of a dead loss.
Maureen, what's the art of making the perfect batter?
Into the bowl, I'm just going to sieve my plain flour and in the centre, make a well, add my egg, and then you just add half a pint of milk, beat with a whisk until you've incorporated all the flour and you've got a nice smooth batter. In the jug, into the pan. I've just got enough batter just to fill the bottom of the pan. You'll find once the pancake's ready to flip, it will go opaque. And as you can see, as I shake the pancake's free, and then I just tip the pancake to the edge and up and flip.
And then how long should it cook on the other side?
Just a few seconds, probably about 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's really good. Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. Very nice. Just the right texture, actually.
Jolly good. Time for me to go to the Guardian canteen right now. Today's producers were Tim Mabey, Phil Maynard and Andy Duckworth. And in Washington, Francesca Panetta. My name's John Dennis. Thanks for listening.
Guardian Unlimited.